Hi, and welcome to this lesson where we're going to take a look at how you can set up your prices in Simplero. So I've created a product in here called my online course, and right now I've just set up a very simple price that gives lifetime access for $500. But maybe I want to have multiple prices, price options for this product, and that's what I'm going to show in this video. So first of all, notice that in the left side here, you can see that there are three different categories. We have list prices. List prices will, as a rule, be available for anybody who visits the order form. Secret prices will only be available if you have the URL, you have the link for the secret price. And coupon code prices, you have to know the coupon code. You can then insert it on the order form and get, typically you would get a discount by using a coupon code. And let's say that for this price, I have the lifetime access for $500, but I also want people to have the option to pay in installments. I could add this as a list price if I wanted to be available for everybody, and I think I will in this case. So let's add a list price. Then we can call this pay in 6 installments. I can copy this and use it for this is the internal name. This is what people will see on the order form. And notice that there are three different type of prices in here as well. You have the purchase where the access will be forever. Still, you can use installments, but it just means that when they have then paid all those installments, it's theirs forever. Whereas subscription is sort of like Netflix or something else where you have access as long as you're paying. Credits is a little bit next level, probably not going to be relevant to most of you, so we're going to skip that for now and focus on this purchase thing. So for this, I want them to pay in 6 installments, and let's say that I want each installment to be $100. This is what I want to charge on purchase, and then I want to add 5 additional installments, also for $100. And in this case, I want 1 month to pass between each installment, but you could also say 1 day, 1 week, or 2 weeks, or a year. But let's say 1 month. That's, I guess, what most people are looking to do. Access, again, here we can change it if we want to, if we actually wanted to set it up as a coupon code. And down here, we can replace another price. This is not so relevant right now, but I will show it a little bit later. What I wanted to say is that once you've set up this price, once you have created the price, you can't change it from purchase to subscription or the other way around. So just make sure that you chose the right here, purchase or subscription, and then you can create the price. And let's see what this looks like on the order form. So if I go to the order form and I type in my info here, we can see that right now I have two price options available. I have this one for $500, or I can pay in 6 installments, and it says 6 payments of $. By the way, I can also give this first price a name. So if I go back, that's the simple price in here. I can go and edit this in, maybe I can just call it one charge. Put it here, save changes. And then if I refresh this page, you can see that it's now has this name, one charge or pay in 6 installments. Okay, so that's most of what you need to know for list price. We could just set up a subscription price so you can see what it looks like. So maybe you want to have this available that people can, instead of buying it and have access forever, they can have access as long as they're paying. So let's say that people can subscribe instead, and the subscription will be $150 per month. And then you have some options down here. Again, I will say that this gives access for 1 month and that there will be no free trial, but you could put that in here in case you wanted them to have 14 days of free or something like that. Okay, let's create this price. And once you've created a subscription price or any price, really, you get some more options. So if I click on this subscription right now, maybe I can call it subscription on the order form as well. We can see that we have now the option to make this way more complicated. If we want to, we can add different periods. So we can say, okay, you should pay $150 for 1 month. You're going to do this 6 times. And then once you've done that, I want to add another period where it only costs $50 a month. And this gives access for 1 month. And this should be repeated until they canceled. Another thing that's good to know with these subscription prices is whether there is a commitment for this subscription. So if we scroll down, we can set a minimum commitment. This is relevant when you choose subscription prices. So we can say that, okay, they should subscribe for at least 3 months. And then they can only cancel after this time has passed. So let's say save changes and go visit the order form again so we can see what it looks like. Now we can see the way I've set it up, they will pay $150 per month for the first 6 months, then they will pay $50, and there is a 3 month commitment and it renews automatically. Okay, let's move on to the secret prices and the coupon code prices. Often you would use this to offer some sort of discount, but you could also use it if you have a customer that you want to offer a special installment plan. Add a secret price. Let's just say special price in here. Really what I want to show, and let's say that this time it's instead of 500, it's $400. So they get a discount with this option. Then what we can do down here in advanced settings is that we can replace this price with another price. So we can say that this price should show instead of the one charge price. Let me just show you what this looks like. Create price. Now we can grab this link. So instead of going to the order form in here, we want to grab this link and we can send that to our customers. And when they have the URL, they will be able to access this special price. And you can now see what I meant with replacing the other price. We can see the $500 are overwritten and it's $400 instead. For the coupon code price, it works pretty much the same. You add a coupon code price. Let's say discount here. Discount. Again, I want it to be a purchase. Let's say make this even cheaper, only $300. And this is a coupon code. You can change this or you can generate a new code in here. And replace this price, it should replace the one charge price for $500. Create this price. And down here, you can either send people this coupon code and they will be able to insert it on the order form, or you can actually link directly to the order form where the discount code has already been applied. And we can see now that the coupon code has already been applied and it now shows $300 instead of the original $500. And that's really all you need to know for prices. You can play around with it a bit, but it's really useful to know these tools that you can make both purchase and subscription-based product, and you can make them available for anybody by making them as list prices, or you can choose to add them as either secret link or coupon code prices.